this episode of I Wish I Was Brave With, I just watched the Ninjak versus the Valiant Universe trailer, and as somebody who's hardly read any Valiant books, I wanted to ask Mara what she thought about it. What'd you think about it, Mara?
I'm sure this is gonna piss somebody off, but like, okay, I'm not familiar with this property or anything. The trailer for that looked like some generic movie that would be playing in the background of, like, a movie. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
A character's watching TV and there's a nondescript movie trailer in the background. I don't know. I got the sense of, like, interdimensional TV. Like, here's ball fondlers.
It looks very low budget. I mean, Valiant Universe is, like, really out there. But, and it's like...
That did not look out there at all. Yeah.
But, like, I think they just hit with too much stuff, and I understand it's supposed to be... I don't think you can gear that much to fans who've barely seen that. Like, it's bad enough with the Batman versus Superman movie where they try to give people all these characters at once. You're trying to give people all these characters at once for a universe that's not that well known.
So they look generic as fuck.
So you had XO and you had Bloodspot, and you had all these characters, Archer and Armstrong and stuff like that, and you're throwing them at people, and people don't even have any kind of visual reference with them.
Oh, see, I didn't understand that it was, like, multiple properties in that one. Like, I didn't know. I thought it was, like, a character.
Basically, they threw about 10 books worth of characters at you at once.
That's even worse.
I know. That's, like...
Dude, that looked like some low-budget sci-fi channel shit right there. Like,
and I understand low-budget because it's a web series. Like you're not going to get, like, huge budgets for it. I don't mind that. And I don't mind that there's no big-name actors in there. There's a couple of people with their names. Actually, John Morrison, like, a former WWE wrestler, is playing a character in it. But I just think if you're wanting to... There's also the appeal to people who haven't read Valiant books. And you're not even, like, you know, giving them, like, a... Like,
if I saw
it's
that...
It's so freaking confusing.
I had just seen it and you hadn't, like, shown it and told me what we were going to watch, I would have absolutely no interest in that movie.
I know that. That's why I wanted you to talk...
Or that web series.
That's
sorry.
Why I thought it would be interesting to have you watch it from somebody... If you would have got anything from it.
Nope.
And, like, if you're not a Valiant fan, you won't get nothing from that trailer. And all the low budget stuff doesn't bother me. The no big name stuff doesn't bother me. The fact that this trailer is basically throwing all this information out there with people with no visual clues to what the fuck's going on.
You said it was like multiple properties combined into one. I did not gather that
you
at
have
all.
Ninjak, who's the main ninja like guy that you said looked like
his costume looked like when Kick-Ass makes his costume out of a scuba suit.
Yeah. So
that's
got,
what he looked like to
so
me.
You got Ninjak, who's kind of like say a little mix of Iron Fist and like James Bond or something like that.
Oh, okay, because I got that from the trailer.
But you got Ninjak, you got the Harbingers, you got Exo Manowar, you got Shadowman. I know, but I'm counting all the characters. You got Shadowman in it. You got Archer and Armstrong. You got Eternal Warrior. And then there's other characters that I heard. Faith is supposed to appear in it from what I hear.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're supposed to be like Ivar the Time Walker. That's like
you're getting up
so
to like
much.
Almost a dozen characters though.
Like, holy shit! Like you're going to try to throw all this shit at fans at once.
It won't work.
Nobody's going to get any interest in that aren't, except for hardcore Valiant fans for watching.
Well, and
this
also, frankly, like, I've not heard anybody talking about this except, like, you brought it up and I was like, what the fuck's that? I'm not hearing anybody talk about this.
Yeah, and it's like, I understand the Valiant books are some of the most acclaimed books, which that's a bad pun for old school Valiant fans, but I won't get into that.
You're fucking weird.
The video game company Acclaim bought Valiant back in the old days and basically ruined all the books. He turned Ninjak into, which was a really good spy comic basically, into a video game character. That's what he was.
You know what? Okay, you know what? You said that. I feel like that describes what we just watched as well. Like, you kept saying he's supposed to be James Bond and like a spy and stuff. I didn't get any of that from the trailer. Yeah. But you know what it looked like? A generic fucking video game? A generic sci-fi show? Like, that's what the fuck it looked like.
But, like, I just think they're setting themselves up to fail with this. Like, totally set it up to fail. And, Faith is in it, why isn't she in... She's probably the biggest name character right now. She was in big, huge articles and everything.
Yeah, all kinds of press right now because they were like all like, oh, comic book stores aren't stocking her book because of like the Hillary Clinton shit in it.
Even though it went into like different printings and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But like, she's not even in the trailer for this. I thought I don't even mind the concept of them exploring the whole universe, but I thought the trailer should at least be, even though it's about Ninjak, why not have it mainly about him instead of showing you these little flashes of everything, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you're trying to build up a character anyway, so it's like, well, you're going to do a shitty job not introducing, like, a dozen characters when you could have done a less shitty job introducing one character.
Yeah, I thought they maybe should have just did the Ninjak series and maybe gave hints about all the other characters in the universe and stuff like that, but I hope it's good. I love Valiant stuff, but, like, I wanted to have Mari watch it because my aspect of it wasn't, a lot of people's criticism is the budget and everything. That's not the problem. The problem is, if you've never read these stuff, if you've never seen these, you have no fucking clue what's going on.
Nope. Absolutely. And I didn't care.